Okay. So, first of all, we want to know, you know, what is the place and power of youth perspective in understanding mental health issues?
Here's the truth. I think that young kids today are amazing. And I think that there are so much pressure on doing it right, knowing what's sort of the social media pressures about, you know, all of these things about how you should be. And there's very few places to land. So I think what becomes really critical in this whole process of mental health is finding those safe places, those adults in your world who can remind you you're amazing, and how you do that for each other. That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Because it comes down to connection. You know, you think about some people in your group of friends who have connections to each other, who have some pretty solid connections. Those are the healthy ones. Mm-hmm. The ones that don't have a lot of people to rely on, those are the kids that struggle.
Like the ones who have a support system are the ones that are
Yeah.
Good.
And support systems don't even have to be necessarily traditional, like mom and dad, but some people who have support systems, like, you know, a good group of friends, or a mentor at the church, or somebody at their job who kind of thinks they're amazing, mm-hmm. right? The janitor, right? Like, some people just have, or their hockey coach, or their whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's like, do you have somebody in your world who you can sink into to help you make sense of what's going on? That's really the root of all mental health stuff, I think. So, kids, I think, are pretty friggin' amazing. It's how do we keep you connected to remind you of that that matters.
Okay. And so, we did a brief little bit of reading about your private practice, and we were just sort of wondering that, you know, how your experience, right, as a clinical psychologist who's working with young children, how does that, you know, help, how can that help schools, you know, respond to mental health issues? What insights can you bring to the table?
That's a great question. So I know one thing is that kids have a hard time in making sense of their world unless there's big people in their world to help them. So my big take on things is that the kids are not the problem. My big take on things is that we need to support the adults as much as we can and remind them how incredibly important they are so that they can show up for kids again and again and again. Because a kid's job is really to lose their mind, all the way from kindergarten to grade 12. Kindergarten means like a temper tantrum. Grade 12 means things like, ah, mom, do I have a birth certificate? God, I don't, you know, how am I going to get to practice? Yeah. The same principles apply. I'm losing my mind. I need somebody to assist me in that process of making sense of my world, right? So if the adults are healthy and okay, and you have people in the world to do that. So my big job has been working with schools, not with the kids, but with the people who hold them.
Okay, and one last question here. We were wondering what your biggest takeaway was from today's panel. What's the one thing that really stuck with you today?
Oh, that's a good question. So the biggest thing that I think was really critical today is just sort of that we are finally talking about the importance of mental health, relationships, connection. We have to look for the answer to how to fix kids, and the deal is they don't need to be fixed. They just need to be connected to and celebrated, and we need to understand that they're going to go through hard stuff, and our job is to help you make sense of it.